Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So happy to have you here, my friend. If you haven't joined our Cruise Radio Insider Facebook group yet, I invite you to do so. Just look us up on Facebook, Cruise Radio Insider, or check out the show notes of this week's episode right there at cruiseradio.net. Also, I do want to tell you our Cruise Radio news segments that we're doing. So basically on every article we're putting out that is news related, we're doing a 60-second news piece that's found on top of that article on the website. Maybe if you're on your smartphone and you can't quite pinch the screen to read it, you can now hear the article. So that's all right there at cruiseradio.net above all of our articles. Coming up on this week's episode, we're going to answer some of your questions about Caribbean shore excursions. Plus, we were recently down at Port Canaveral aboard Carnival Sunshine for the day. We were doing a video project. More details on that coming up soon. But while we were on there, we did a couple of interviews with the cruise director and talked to a couple of passengers. So we'll start the show off with that.
Hey, it's Amadeus and Doug Parker here aboard the Carnival Sunshine down in Port Canaveral with Greg and Allison. What made you guys want to sail on this ship?
We love the flow of the ship. The crew is one of the best crews we've been on in 14 Carnival cruises. We just enjoy the people here.
Did you say 14 Carnival cruises?
Yeah, 14.
Wow. So, okay, can you break down which ships you've been on?
Valor, Liberty, Glory, Breeze, Dream, Sunshine.
So you guys have been on this ship before?
Yes, last November of 20. I'm terrible in radio.
Okay, so yeah, just start with
We're still giving Allison media training. So we're sitting back here in the Havana bar, stuffing our face with this Mongolian wok and Guy's Burgers and all of that. Really, really good food. And Greg, one thing that I really love about Carnival Sunshine is all these open spaces. Which one is your favorite?
We love the adults-only Serenity area. The only freshwater pool the Carnival has, and it's just relaxing, three stories, openness.
When you say adults only, I don't want people to get the wrong impression. It's just that there's no kids there.
Yeah, no kids at all. No kids.
And we were actually hanging out last night at the hotel pool, and we saw that kids can sometimes get on your nerve a little bit.
Yeah, slightly.
The staterooms on this ship. I'm a big fan of what they've done because on the older Carnival ships, the staterooms look gaudy, I guess we can say, with the... They're so boring and plain, but they've really spiced it up with some Caribbean life. Do you think so?
Oh, I love the Caribbean feel of the flow of the ship, the hallways, the open areas, staterooms. It makes me want to come again.
You guys are from a landlocked state. You're from Kentucky, right? So what is cruising like for you guys? I mean, we live in Florida, and I mean, this is every day for us. We look out the window, and this is what we see. What's it like for you guys, like, to get out of Kentucky and get on the open sea?
Originally from California, so I love the beach myself. So anytime I can get near the ocean, I'm there.
And Allison, you grew up in Chicago, right?
That's right.
So you were mostly around, I guess, the Big Lake. So what's the open sea like for you?
Oh, it's relaxing. I love sunsets, sunrises with my coffee.
Are you guys fans of the beverage package, like the all-inclusive beverage package?
We have never bought the Cheers package, but to me it sounds perfect for somebody who likes to drink.
So you guys have sailed so many times. What advice would you give someone who's listening right now who's never been on a cruise or thinking maybe they're going to do it?
On a cruise, everything's never going to be perfect. Just go with the flow and enjoy your time. Don't let anything upset you.
All right. Allison, do you have anything?
Yeah, enjoy your vacation. You work hard for it. When you come on a cruise, especially for women, I'll say, with children. Women, we take care of the household. We take care of children. And when you come on a cruise, you don't have to do any of that. You don't even have to pick up your dishes from when you have lunch or dinner. You just go on to the next entertainment venue.
Keep those children out of the Serenity area.
Right.
Awesome. Well, Greg and Allison, enjoy your cruise. A few minutes ago, we had a chance to catch up with the cruise director aboard Carnival Sunshine, Tyler. So let's listen to that interview right now. We're hanging out with Tyler. He is the cruise director aboard Carnival Sunshine. What's up, Tyler?
Dude, how are you? Welcome aboard.
Good, man. Good. So you have a little bit of a different background. You're not like, you didn't come out of the circus or anything like that. So what is your background here?
You know what? It's entertainment, television, radio. Very different probably than most of the cruise directors out here, at least with Carnival anyway. I guess I'm the the study in the different breed as far as coming in from the outside world. Traditionally, a lot of times cruise directors come up through the ranks. They start in food service or, you know, singers or hosts or whatever, and they work up. And you know, I came from the other side. Entertainment still, I mean, stage is a stage, right? You know, so I came up the other side and came in.
I guess we'd say media circus then.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did that experience transition into being, like, you know, on the sea?
You know, a lot of it's the same. You know, I mean, we're here in the Liquid Lounge, and it's a stage. Except for the occasional rock, if I'm on stage here, can't forget you're at sea, you know? It's people, and it's really about relating to people, making sure they're having a good time. If they're entertained, it's all about it.
I noticed as we were walking into the Liquid Lounge, you were already greeting the guests and had a little pep in your step and having fun.
Oh, yeah, it's all fake. Don't worry. No, I'm just kidding. It is coffee, believe me. Yeah, I mean, you want to set the tone right off the bat. So, you know, like I said, it's the exact same anywhere. You know, back home, and we're doing a TV show. I do a lot of hosting and a lot of emceeing and things. And so it's the same feel. I walk through. If I'm gonna host an event, you know, landside, I'm going to go out and talk to people and enjoy them, get to know them, and so they kind of know what they're getting.
A lot of people think of the cruise director as the voice on the speaker around the ship or on the stage doing the love and marriage show, but your job really exceeds that. What exactly is your job and what is your duty as cruise director?
At least with Carnival, the job is, I think, changed. It used to be a lot of admin and then a lot of front of house, back of house kind of thing, where a lot of the cruise director himself was doing the management, the budgets and schedules and handling that stuff. And Carnival has separated the two duties into an entertainment director, cruise director position. So an entertainment director is going to sit back and do the administrative stuff and allows guys like me to come out and really just be the face of the ship and interact with the guests, take a lot more time than traditional. So I can host more events, I can host, you know, more deck parties, or I can just walk down the Lido deck and say, hey, how are you? Can I buy you coffee? How's everything going? And kind of that connection, that face that people can come up to and talk to.
That's really smart, as most companies are making people wear many hats. Carnival's letting you take off a hat and really do what you do best.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I'm not sure. You know, coming from the outside world, I probably would have been lost as a cruise director with that admin stuff, because that's one thing I'm still learning is the actual operations of a ship. Whereas, you know, you can give me a stage, I can shake a hand and smile. That part I've got. That part I would really be lost. And it's going to allow guys like me who come from the outside world to have a job like this, because I wouldn't otherwise qualify for it, for sure.
So for people who are looking to book a cruise, what makes the Sunshine so appealing?
The Sunshine is a class by itself. She was a Destiny when she first rolled out into 2013, and Carnival spent millions, you know, upfitting the whole ship and changing the entire experience. So this ship has got stuff that other ships don't, especially restaurants and things. Even in the Carnival fleet, there's a lot of different amenities that make her own class. And there's just so much going on. There's so much entertainment, so much food. It's just a very, very cool experience.
Well, even where we're sitting right now, we're in the Liquid Lounge, but this isn't just a show theater.
No, it's not. This is the bingo hall, the show theater. We've got the playlist performers, which is amazing. But we do a lot of things in here. You know, it's even a holding area for folks when they're coming off and getting on. It's just got really a multi-purpose room that we use. It also becomes the Liquid Nightclub at night. We clear the chairs off, and it becomes the nightclub.
So there's like hundreds of chairs right here. So they're pushing all these chairs back and turning it into a dance floor?
Absolutely. If you look under there, you can see the dance floors underneath it. They slide them back every night and create the nightclub effect. We have DJ Spike or DJ T. Willie come out and just kind of rock it. He's on the ones and twos, as he says. I don't know what that means, but he's on the ones and twos.
That's a turntable thing.
I didn't know either, so no worries there. This ship does 5 and 8 night itineraries. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We generally do 2 8s and then a 5 and then 2 8s and a 5.
And you're going into your second week right now. What's your favorite, you know, destination so far, your favorite thing to do?
I've seen, I guess, 6 ports at this point. I got off in Aruba and I was able to scuba dive. It was phenomenal, phenomenal. So I'm a big scuba diver, so I enjoyed that a lot. But they're all so beautiful. I mean, you look off the water, I've never seen so blue. I've not traveled a lot before, at least outside the States. So, you know, for someone who hasn't cruised before, just to look at the water that is so blue, it's gorgeous.
We know you're very busy, man, so one more question here for you, Tyler. Any first-time tips for guests who may be coming to sail aboard Carnival Sunshine?
When you get to the buffet line, pace yourself. We are not going to run out of food, I promise you.
As I always say, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. That's right. People will load up on that first day. It's free! You know, they'll walk out with like 7 or 8 guys' burgers and 4 burritos thinking, no, we're not going to run out of food. So
probably the same can be said with alcohol, too.
Yeah, I would say pace yourself.
Slow down, buddy.
You know, get out and try the excursions. I mean, you're on a ship, you know, you're here, and there's a lot to do on board, but you get off and just see these places. Get off, and Carnival has got a lot of excursion programs because they can add up, certainly, but you're going to get the best bang for your buck, the best tours. Get off and enjoy it. Look around. Take some pictures.
Very good. We've been talking with Tyler. He's the cruise director here aboard Carnival Sunshine. Thanks for being on the show, my friend.
Man, absolutely. Absolutely. Come on. Come aboard. Why don't you stay with us? Come on.
Yeah, I wish we could. Yeah.
This is Cruise Radio.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Every day, thousands of cruisers set sail to the Caribbean and are increasingly choosing their shore excursions through cruisingexcursions.com. Why cruising excursions? With prices up to 60% lower than cruise lines, around-the-clock customer service, and guarantees that give you a peace of mind, why not? So whether you're looking to zipline in Jamaica, snorkel in Nassau, or see Mayan ruins in Mexico, market-leading specialist cruisingexcursions.com has you covered. Book your family's next shore excursion at cruisingexcursions.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
If you ever have a question to ask, just email me, comments@cruiseradio.net. We've been getting some listener questions about shore excursions in the Caribbean, so we have Shelley from cruisingexcursions.com on the line to answer your questions. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again. And I understand it's not 100 degrees over there in the UK today.
Oh, dear. I know you dropped that one in. It's very cold and chilly, as per usual, I'm afraid. We don't have the glorious sunshine that you do.
Well, the questions for you today will be perfect because it'll give you a virtual escape from that freezing cold weather in the UK.
Oh, absolutely. That with the screensaver, I'll feel all warm after the conversation, I'm sure.
Nice. Our first question comes from Billy. He says, if I book my excursion, how do I find out which one is my excursion when I get off the ship?
Well, it's actually very easy because we do send all excursion vouchers out to the customers approximately 2 weeks before the cruise departure date. So all we ask is that when you receive the vouchers through to your email, you print them out, that you check that all the details are correct, and then you're able to sort of have the opportunity to call us if anything is unclear for you. Now, within the vouchers, it will have all emergency contact numbers for ourselves here in the UK, which is 24 hours a day. So if you do have any questions, you're able to just pick up the phone and give us a call. It also has the guide's telephone number for the person who will be escorting you on the day. So if you do go to the port and you have a question, you're able to call them directly. And it also tells you as well all of the meeting instructions within the voucher. So it tells you exactly where to go, what time, what you're looking for. And you'll see our excursion guides will be holding a big Cruising Excursions logo. So We couldn't really make it any easier for you.
Next question comes from April. She says, what would you recommend for a family adventure in St. Thomas?
I think one of the most popular ones that we do whilst in St. Thomas is called the Shopping, Sightseeing and Beach Tour, and it's a full-day tour. And it starts by picking you up from the ship, and we take you to Charlotte Amalie, which is the heart of St. Thomas. So you can do a little bit of shopping because there's a very premier duty-free destination there. And then you're able to explore the main street and the waterfront area as well, which has got some great deals on sort of jewellery, little unique artefacts, knickknacks, etc. And then you also travel up the mountain to see Mountain Top, which is very high above sea level. And on the way, you get to take lots of stops so that you can have some photographs. When you get to the Mountain Top, you can see Megan's Bay Beach, which has been ranked one of the top 10 beaches in the world. And then you get a chance also to visit Beacon Point, which is a free lookout spot. There's also a gift shop there so that you can try sort of lots of different flavoured daiquiris and mix some drinks and pour your own rum. We also then take you off to the beach and you can choose to stay for 2 hours at three different beaches. You can either go to Sapphire Beach, Cokie Beach or Megan's Beach, and then you'll be able to relax, swim, snorkel, jet ski, parasail, whatever you really want to do before we take you back to the marina and see how the locals live there at Red Hook Ferry Dock, and then get to ship before the ship departs in plenty of time.
I like how you say you could explore with the drinks, because I went to a bar in St. Thomas one time called Duffy's Love Shack, and it was amazing.
Well, I can't promise that you'll go to the same Love Shack, but I can promise that you'll have fun trying out the daiquiris.
Nice. Our next question is from Julie. Julie says, we are visiting Arandastad, Aruba, and we would like to see as much as possible. What would you recommend to do?
Well, I think the best way to see the island is on a full-day jeep safari tour, because it shows you sort of all of the hot lights that you can discover whilst in Aruba. So we pick you up from the port and you're able to go on an off-road adventure. But the good part about this is, whereas on many you only get to go in the back of the jeeps, this one you're able to be your own driver. So you get behind the wheel and it just adds that little bit of, you know, adrenaline to the day. And you'll be able to see Baby Beach, Busharibana Gold Mine Ruins, the AO Rock Formations, and also the Alto Vista Chapel. You go to the California Lighthouse as well. So very sort of action-packed, really. You'll go from one place to the next to the next. And you also have lunch at a local restaurant. So it's definitely sort of one of the wilder ways to spend the day.
Derek from Indiana emails, I'm going to St. Vincent's on Princess Cruises. Any suggestions on things to do there? I'm kind of lost.
Oh, one that I really want to go to is actually, it's called Lights, Camera, Action, Pirates of the Caribbean Tour.
Nice.
In St. Vincent. And it basically takes you to all of the filming locations from the series of the Pirates of the Caribbean. So it's really, really exciting. And obviously you can then see as well all of the, you know, volcanic island and the beautiful scenery, as well as the quaint fishing villages and all the ancient landmarks. So it's a really, really good day out.
I'm a huge Pirates of the Caribbean fan, so I would totally dig this. And I'm sure it's warm there, unlike the UK right now.
Are you trying to say that we're a little bit too cold in the UK? That's the second time you've mentioned
you're,
that.
You're always, you know, too cold in the UK. But I digress. Bethany from California says, we're going to Bridgetown, Barbados, and looking for something to do. Any suggestions?
Oh, Harrison's Caves for sure. It's only a quite short tour, which gives you the afternoon to spend as a family. But, you know, during the morning time, with it being a three-hour tour, it takes you to the caves, which is obviously one of the most famous attractions that Barbados has to offer. And you get to go and see all of the cave formations by tram. Lots of amazing photo opportunities before you go back to the ship. And I think that's definitely one that, you know, you can't really miss when going to Barbados.
We've been talking with Shelley at cruisingexcursions.com. If you want to find the links to any of the excursions Shelley has been talking about, just check out the show notes at cruiseradio.net. Shelley, thank you so much for being on the show, and stay warm.
Oh, you too, Doug. Thank you for having me back.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.